Daniel chapter 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. The Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the sacred vessels of the temple of God. He carried them off to the land of Shinar, to the temple of his God, and brought the sacred vessels into the treasure house of his God. The king commanded Ashpenaz, the chief of his palace officials, who were eunuchs, that he should bring in some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility. These were to be young men in whom there was no blemish, handsome, well-versed in all wisdom, gifted with knowledge, insight, and competent to stand in the king's palace. He was to teach them the learning and language of the Chaldeans. The king assigned them a daily portion from the royal rations of food and the wine which he himself drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, so that at the end of their training they would be capable of entering the king's service. Among these were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, all from the tribe of Judah. The chief of the palace officials gave them new names. Daniel he called Belteshazzar, Hananiah he called Shadrach, Mishael he called Meshach, and Azariah he called Abednego. But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's food, or with the wine that he drank. So he asked the chief of the palace officials for permission not to defile himself. Now God made Daniel to find favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the palace officials. But the chief of the palace officials replied to Daniel, "I fear my lord the king, who has assigned you your food and drink. What would happen if he finds out you are in worse shape than the other youths that are of your same age? That would endanger my head with the king." Then Daniel asked the attendant, whom the chief of the palace officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days by giving us vegetables to eat and water to drink. You can compare our appearance and the appearance of the other youths who eat of the king's food. Then deal with your servants according to what you see." So he agreed to it and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, their appearance was better, and they were more nourished than all the youths who ate the king's food. So the attendant took away their royal delicacies and the wine that they were supposed to drink, and kept giving them vegetables. Now as for these 4 young men, God gave them knowledge and skill in all literature and wisdom. Daniel had the ability to understand all visions and dreams. At the end of the set time for training that the king had ordered, the chief of the palace officials brought them for presentation to Nebuchadnezzar. The king interviewed them, and among them all, none was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered into the service of the king. When the king consulted with them in every matter of wisdom and understanding, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his entire realm. Daniel continued in that role until the first year of King Cyrus. Daniel chapter 1.